Hey, you guys, what's going on? It's happy Sunday, the end of the weekend.
Yeah, and we did fucking, basically, Tombstone, which is a shootout at the OK Corral.
Gunfight at the OK Corral. Yeah, well, yeah. And kind of things that happened afterward, too. What do they call that? The Vendetta Ride or something like that?
It was a Crustle Flick. Fucking all-star cast.
Louis sent it to us, and Louis is here in the comments. He also sent us Platoon, so that's probably what we're going to be talking about on Tuesday. But there it is.
Yeah.
Blu-ray.
If you send us the fucking hard copy of a Blu-ray, we'll do the show.
I mean, eventually. Yeah. I mean, we just happened to get to these.
There was a couple times where we even forgot. We got like fucking 30 of them at once. And like some of them we fucking...
And then we had a pile, and then I was like, wait, did we do that one already?
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it's like...
Yeah, but in recent years, if you send us something, we'll do it. Tombstone. Great flick.
I forgot. I saw this movie a long time ago. Yeah. I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I think I saw it on cable like a year or two after it came out. And I remembered it being like really fun and like really entertaining, but I hadn't seen it in a really long time. So, man, what a fucking great cast.
Yeah.
And it's just, I was watching a video earlier about how historically accurate it is. And even though it's not super accurate, it's not as inaccurate as it might seem. It is kind of like romanticized, dramatized, you know, it has that like love story kind of aspect, which I kind of feel like they could have done without. But honestly, it's just so fun that I don't even really care how accurate it is, because it's just like such an entertaining fucking movie.
It's a good movie as is.
Yeah.
Did it happen that way? No, not really.
Not exactly.
The shootout at the OK
Corral. That's pretty accurate.
But the reasons behind it? Nah, not really. I was always under the impression that it was player hate. Okay. The so-called cowboys, and in this movie they make them seem like a gang.
And I mean, they make them like super, super bad guys. Literally, like the opening scene of the film is them like shooting up a wedding.
Yeah.
And like just killing everybody.
Right.
And
then that didn't happen. Okay. That didn't happen. The so called cowboys were not bad guys. They were just like the average Joe of the time. I kind of think it was fucking player hate.
It may have been. One of the things that I was saying, we were talking about this before we started streaming, I was like, I kind of feel like one of the things, even though this isn't like totally historically accurate, I do like that they portrayed Wyatt Earp and like his, you know, his guys and Doc Holliday and everything like that as morally ambiguous, like which is closer to what they were like in real life.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like prior to this, like when you had westerns like from the 50s and 60s and everything, like Wyatt Earp, they would kind of seem as like he's the good guy, you know what I mean? And it was just like very black and white. And that's actually not the way it was.
No.
I mean, like Wyatt Earp, I think that he like he was like a pimp for a while. Like I think he ran a brothel.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's where he met his wife, who I think it was common law wife. I don't think they actually like
him. Yeah, and that wasn't really a criminal profession.
No. I'm just saying that I don't think they would have put that like in a 50s or 60s.
And
movie.
Doc Holliday was a coke fiend. He was a dentist, but he walked around with a fucking jar of cocaine.
That he put as one does.
Yeah. And you know, he'd play cards and fucking spoon cocaine into wine and drink it. They didn't snort it. But that might have been one of the reasons why he was such a fast gun. Coke. Okay.
One of the things that I read was that it wasn't so much that he was faster than everyone else, but he was just like a lot cooler under pressure.
Right.
And that was what made him a good gunfighter, is he didn't get rattled and his hands didn't shake and he had really good aim. You know what
I
mean?
That's something I wanted to say. It's called taking your time in a hurry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was good at that.
If you have any background in firearms and fucking, say, infantry-style combat, like I have it, I grew up shooting guns, rushing yourself will cause yourself to fumble. Everything is about staying very cool and to be very fucking slick. I think a lot of fucking SWAT teams say, fast is smooth and smooth is fast, is one of the things that they say. You don't rush yourself. You take your time in a hurry. Which is...
Yeah, I know.
It's an art form into itself while you're being shot at.
Yeah.
Okay. I was always under the impression that the so-called cowboys, they were younger. We know that's for true. I think they were younger and I think they were hotter than fucking Wyatt Earp and his boys, who were more established. I think the cowboys they were worried about were younger, hotter guys. I'm going to default to the gutter, the lowest common denominator. Okay.
Well, that was how shit went back then.
Yeah, that's the way it went back then. I think what it really was is that Wyatt and his buddies were older. They had their grip on the local females who were mostly professionals, if you understand what I'm saying. And they didn't want to give that grip up. And a new bunch of younger guys were showing up who were cuter. And I think the girls were paying them more attention. And they had to get rid of those guys. They had to get them out of town. And that led to this shootout. That's what I think happened. Based on my readings. Going back to the fucking 80s and 90s. That's what I think happened. But this is still a great movie. Not accurate, but...
It's yeah, like good. I said, not totally accurate, but yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the guy that directed this, I had forgotten about this, but the guy that directed it, George Cosmatos? I'm not really sure. It's a Greek last name. He is the same guy that directed Rambo First Blood Part 2 and Cobra.
Yeah. Cobra was a good flick.
And Leviathan, so, yeah, okay. Which actually, I like Leviathan. Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time. I did see that in the theater. Yeah. But I had forgotten, like, I remembered that Krussell was in this, and I remember that Val Kilmer was in it, but I forgot, like, about the
Cheston zillion. Was in it.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, man, everybody's in this. Powers Booth is in it. Bill Paxton was in it. Michael Bain was in it. Everybody is in it. Sam Elliott's in it, and everybody has epic stashes. And they're all real, apparently. Yeah. That's what they said on, like, all the... on the promotional materials, they were very proud of the fact that everyone grew... Well, Sam Elliott always had an epic stash, but everybody else had to grow one. And the thing about... Look, as much as I love Kurt Russell, and he's great in this, even though this movie... I mean, it came out in 1993, and you were saying, like, after we watched it, you said that seems like a very retro... Like, I mean...
By today's standards,
it is very, I don't want to say overwrought because that sounds like I'm shitting on it, and I'm not. It's very, like, dramatic. Like, you know what I mean? When there's, like, dramatic stuff happening, there's, like, lightning and a lightning storm, and everything is, like, it's not very subtle, I guess, is what I'm saying. But it's just so fun. It's almost, like, operatic at times, but it's, like, I think that's what makes it so entertaining.
Yeah.
Because the thing about it was 1993, 6 months after this came out, another movie called Wyatt Earp came out, like, with Kevin Costner in it. Which I don't think I ever saw. I'm not like a big Westerns person, so I wouldn't normally like seek them out. But I liked all the actors in this, so I did see this. I will say though that as much as I love Kurt Russell, you have to be like pretty fucking awesome to steal a movie from Kurt Russell, but Val Kilmer absolutely doesn't in this. Val Kilmer just picks up this movie and runs away with it miles and miles. I mean, he is so... People were talking at the time that he should have got an Oscar nomination, but he didn't. But he absolutely should have. He kills it. He kills it in this role. He's
Val
so
Kilmer
good.
Val Kilmer did a great fucking job in that Doors movie, too, though.
That's another one we should review at some point, because I remember really liking that, too. I think I saw that in the theater.
Look at Jenny's glasses. Aren't those fucking cute?
Yeah, like
I bought him those glasses.
I bought him. He's drunk.
I'm drunk. I've been at the biker bar.
He's been at the biker bar at Sunday.
I bought her those glasses.
He's been gone for like 5 hours, and then he comes back and he's like, "I thought my brain's out," and I was like,
"No, I'm fucked up."
I'm like, "Are we gonna be able to do the show?"
I'm fucked up. I was talking to biker gangs all fucking night.
Talking to biker gangs.
Yeah.
Fourth Throw Down said, also William Peterson, Billy Bob Thornton. I didn't even recognize Billy Bob Thornton. He's only in it for like a couple of minutes. And Jason Priestley, he was only in it for a couple scenes too. Yeah. I recognized him.
It's an all-star cast.
I mean, every fucker is in this. Everybody.
Really?
I'm in this, probably.
Yeah, Jenny's in this.
I could possibly be in this.
It's the kind of movie that's like a must-see. Especially for the 90s. I mean, you know, it was a 90s fucking movie. But it's a good Western, very American. It's a little bit dated, I think, by today's standards. But that's not a bad thing. It's just the way it was.
I mean, it's a product of its time. But like I said, it's a little bit... I mean, particularly that one scene. The one scene that I'm thinking of, mostly, is the one scene where spoiler alert, Wyatt Earp kills, Curly Bill, who's played by Powers Booth. And, like, they have... Honestly, that gunfight, like, where they have it, like, the lake or the creek or whatever the fuck that is, like, in the woods, they're like, that's pretty much how it happened. They said that, according to all the witnesses, like, Wyatt Earp absolutely just did come out from the hiding spot, and bullets were whizzing at him all around, and miraculously, like, none of them hit him, and he just came and, like, fucking blew Curly Bill away. But the best thing about that is there's, like, a close-up of Kurt Russell. He's, like, he's coming out, and he's going, no, no! And then he's like, no! And then, like, it's so awesome. I love it so much. It's just, like, it's so, so cheesy, but it goes all the way around, like, and just becomes awesome again. And there's a couple scenes like that in this that are, like, really, really over the top like that, but they totally work. And I think it's just because, I don't know, like I said, just the whole tone of it, it's not a comedy, but it's just, like, that's why I kind of feel like I really like Val Kilmer's character, because he's just so droll and sarcastic, and, like, they, all of them are kind of like that. So there's, like, a lot of this kind of, like, dry humor in it. So then when it sort of, like, goes over the top like that, it's just, it totally works. I don't know, just the vibe of this whole movie, like, totally works for me.
I think so.
But I hadn't seen it in such a long time, so it was, like, really fun. Now, well, like I said, one thing that I kind of wish that they had cut out, the kind of romance subplot, like, between, Russell and that woman, that actress.
Yeah.
Because that didn't really, I mean...
I don't really add it
all that much. Like I said, like, her character is cool and everything like that, but I don't really think the movie really needed that.
I think what they were doing is they were trying to depart from the spaghetti western.
Mm.
When you say spaghetti western, it almost sounds derogatory. It's not. Fucking, a lot of the Italian westerns were better than the American westerns during the fucking 70s, all right? Fucking, the Man with No Name trilogy, you know, like, that had, I'm fucked up.
Who, Clint Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood, yeah, the Clint Eastwood movies at the very beginning. They were fucking rewriting the western, because the American western of the 60s and the 70s was pretty fucking bullshit when you look at it. It was very, what's a good word? Generic. Then you had, like, the Italians coming in, like Sergio Leone, and they were making it post-apocalyptic, which is really kind of what the Southwest was about. It was the end of the Mexican Empire and the beginning of the American Empire. And Leone and his fucking scores, okay? Sergio Leone's scores were fucking awesome, all right? And they rewrote and revitalized the Western.
Oh, big time.
Big time. And then fucking Eastwood later on in his own productions carried on the spaghetti Western under the American banner. You know, fucking High Plains Drifter, fucking Pale Rider, all those movies. Those were spaghetti westerns rebooted as American shit, okay? Well, this movie is kind of a spaghetti western. A traditional American western movie really wouldn't have been this good. Just go back to the 50s and see what they were doing, like, you know.
Well, they had kind of gotten stale. And like I said, I think they got too hung up in the whole, you know, white hat, black hat, good guy, bad guy. Like I said, being very, very, like, black and white. Like, these are obviously the good guys and these are obviously the bad guys. And I'm like, well, the real Wild West wasn't like that.
Wasn't like that.
So I think it, like, took the Italians to, like, inject some moral ambiguity into it, which made them a lot better and more interesting.
Yeah.
And even though this has, I mean, like we were saying before, like, Tombstone does actually have, it makes the cowboys, like the gang, like, seem a lot worse than they were. But at least it, you know, because it makes them like very, very clearly the bad guys. But at
very
least,
clearly, yeah.
But at least it introduces like some moral ambiguity to Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and like all of those guys, because that's more like what it was really like.
Yeah.
Like they weren't like Wyatt Earp and his brothers. They weren't all good guys either. And Doc Holliday, I think he murdered a guy.
Yeah.
Well, and actually Wyatt Earp later, and they, I don't think they show this in the movie exactly the way it really happened, but that one fucking dude, shit, man, what's that dude's name that he shot? Like, I'll think of it in a second, but the one guy that he shot like at the train station, like while he was, while Virgil was, after Virgil got shot in the arm, like that one guy, he actually just fucking shot him like in cold blood. The dude was like not armed or anything. I think in the movie, like, you know, they kind of like massaged it a little bit so he didn't seem like so cold blooded, but he did actually like shoot that guy in cold
blood. One thing that has to be understood about the Old West, lawmen of the Old West, the good ones, were not really good dudes. They were kind of like the Bubba Fetts of their time. They were gray.
Yeah.
They were mercenaries. And a lot of them had criminal pasts, you know. You can't be a good lawman unless you're a criminal, because you have to know how a criminal thinks. A lot of those guys were train robbers and bank robbers.
Well, I think, like I said, in this, like, Doc Holliday, they showed him in this as being, like, a gambler and, like, who, like, robbed some casinos and stuff like that, which I think he did do. But, he had, I think, like, robbed some stagecoaches or he had done some shit like that. And I think he murdered a dude, too, like, you know, and he got in trouble for that. But
it's really the best guys you need for law enforcement in that era. You don't need Boy Scouts. You want criminals that you could pay off and to flip them over to your side to catch other criminals. which is one of the factors why in this movie they're saying, well, the law doesn't go here. We don't like it. Because it didn't really have a lot of legitimacy. A lot of the guys enforcing the law were breaking the law just a few years prior.
Right.
You know, so
there so was everyone was just kind of like, why the fuck should we listen to you? You're doing the same shit that we're doing.
Right, right, right.
Which they, like I said, they do kind of address that in this. You know, it's, you know, they tone it down a little bit, like I said, to make it seem like Kurt Russell and them are like, you know, obviously, more obviously the good guys. But there was like a lot more ambiguous shit going on. And like I said, they do make, they kind of made it seem like, well, no, this was actually true, because like the law in Tombstone when they got there, they were actually, I don't know if really like the whole entire town was like under the thumb of the cowboys, but for sure, like the law was kind of like cooperating with them.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was a lot more morally ambiguous, because after the gunfight at the OK Corral, when a lot of the cowboys, like one of those guys, like the Clanton gang and everything, like when they got killed, like, It divided the town in half, because half of the town thought that, you know, Wyatt Earp and them were heroes and they were justified, and the other half thought that they just killed all these people that were unarmed and that they should, like, go to jail.
Now, Slash of Red mentions that Eastwood was in the classic television series Rawhide. Yeah, I remember Rawhide. And Rawhide, from what I remember, kind of had a dark edge to it. It was closer to a spaghetti western.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Than that was a traditional Western movie. Traditional Western shit was be like Gunsmoke or Bonanza, which was, and I liked Bonanza, but it was very black and white, very good guy, bad guy. From what I remember of Rawhide was a little gray, from what I remember. Which may have helped Sergio Leone pick Eastwood. Hang 'em High is a great flick. Go back and watch Hang 'em High. In that movie, Eastwood is a good guy, but he's serving a system that is very gray. They're hanging people that don't deserve to be hanged. You know. And that's the way it was. It was gray.
Yeah. And I mean, I like that they kind of show in this one, because we did a show about, I mean, didn't we do a show about like Wyatt Earp or the gunfight at the OK Corral or something like that? Or we did like a show about Western or something like that like a while back. But, and I think we maybe brought this up on there, but I'm glad they show in the movie that, because like I said, the gunfight at the OK Corral, the way they show it in this movie is pretty accurate. I think the only thing that's inaccurate is like the one guy that, the Clanton guy that he, I think it's Ike Clanton, that he lets get away. And then like Ike goes into the building and like starts shooting at him. Like he did let the guy get away, like after the dude ran at him, but the guy didn't like steal a gun and start shooting at him again from the window. That's like, I think the only thing that's inaccurate. But I did like that they showed that the sheriff, it was the sheriff, right? Or whoever, like, comes to, like, while, you know, Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and them are going to the OK Corral, like, to confront the gang, you know, the sheriff says, hey, I already disarmed them. Like, don't go there. Like, don't worry about it. And then, like, Wyatt Earp and them just, they go anyway. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because they actually put them on trial, like, Wyatt Earp, because the dudes were not armed. Like, two of them were armed, but... You know, they clearly were not gunning for a fight at the time that Wyatt Earp and them, like, approached them. So there was, like, there was a big question at the time, like, as to where the fault lay with it. Because obviously, like, and like I said, that divided the whole town afterward. And there was that whole thing, too. Like, that guy, the one sheriff, like, that older guy, like, getting shot in the street, like, by Curly Bill. That was actually, that did happen, but... In the movie, they kind of made it seem like that's when they banned guns in Tombstone, but actually they didn't ban them for like 6 more months, like after that happened. Yeah. But it's just, it was stuff like that. Like the stuff that happened in the movie, like his other brother getting shot, Bill Paxton, like getting shot, like in the saloon while he was playing pool, that did happen. And that happened pretty much the way you see it in the movie, but it happened like at a different time than what they showed it. They just like compressed everything. I kind of feel like just, which is what they usually do. In movies, they'll just like combine some shit and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, and it was, I don't know. But so, like I said, this is like, I don't know. This was just such a great movie, such a great cast. Val Kilmer, I had forgotten like how fucking good Val Kilmer was in this. Like I said, he just totally
golden years.
He fucking steals this movie. And I mean, you have to be like a big deal to steal a movie from this fucking stacked ass cast. Yeah. You know what I mean? That he just like takes it off and he just like runs with it, man. He's just like so, so good. And he's so good because he's like funny, but he's also like really sympathetic. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's dying, obviously, because he has tuberculosis and he looks like hell, you know what I mean? But I guess like in real life, I was reading this thing about and somebody was commenting on, you know, how accurate the portrayal that Val Kilmer had done. And somebody said, well, I've read a lot of books about Doc Holliday, like, you know, from people that knew him and shit like that, like, you know, records from people that knew him. And they said probably that's about 50% accurate. They said that he, because he was dying, he got into sort of like a very nihilistic, like, headspace because he's like, hey, I could die at any minute, so I'm just gonna, like, fucking drink and gamble and shit like that and not worry about anything. So they're like, he was like that. They said he was actually very educated. He was, like, real sarcastic like that. So, I mean... That he could have really been like that. You know what I mean? I kind of hope he was, because that's like the definitive portrayal. It's just like, but he was my favorite part of the movie. I kind of feel like he's everybody's favorite part of this movie. The movie's honestly, even if it wasn't good, it would be worth watching just for that. But there's like so much other like cool shit like on top. There's so many cool scenes. There's so many cool lines, like so many quotable lines. Like one of the funniest things too is like when, you know, Doc Holliday comes out the saloon or whatever, and he's completely plastered. And there's like a fucking, you know, gunfight or whatever going on out in the street. And they're talking about how drunk he is and he won't be able to do it. And he's like, I got 2 guns, one for each of you. Yeah. It's like one guy standing there. Can he see a double?
He does see a double, yeah. One for each of you. Yeah,
oh my God, I laughed out loud. Yeah. Like, so every single line of his dialogue is fucking golden. Like, that whole scene, like, in the thing with him and Michael Bain or whatever, where they're having that whole, like, Latin off. You know, and and he's like, you know, Michael Bain's like spinning the gun around and everything, and then he just like starts spinning around his little fucking cup that had like the booze in it. Yeah. And he's like looking at him all fucked up. It's like so fucking funny. He's just so, so good at this. Like every single line that he says is fucking hilarious. And then it's like sad, like, and that it's sad, like, that he dies at the end, you know what I mean? Well, it's not really a spoiler alert because that's what happened in real life, but I really liked that they focused a lot on the friendship, like, between Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday, and, like, that was kind of, like, the heart of the movie. Like I said, I kind of feel like the only, really the only criticism is that I think they should have taken the romance subplot out. I don't think it needed it. No. I think they could have, like...
It was filler.
Yeah, and I just, and I don't know if they were doing that. It's like, oh, well, maybe it'll appeal to women, like, if we put the love story. And I'm like,
which
well,
it wouldn't.
Well, I'm a woman, and I didn't really need to see that. No. It's just...
They were just thinking that way.
You know, the dudes were fine. It was like, I just kind of liked the friendship between the dudes and, like, all the badass gunfights and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought that was cool. It didn't, I didn't really need any of that stuff. But I don't know. This is just...
Good flick.
It's just such a fun, fun, entertaining movie. And I was, like, really glad that Louis sent it because I probably... I mean, I'd seen this before and I liked it, but like I said, I'm not a huge, generally not like a huge fan of Westerns. Like, I like a lot of Westerns, but I don't, it's not usually my go-to genre. So I think like if he hadn't sent it, you know, I don't know if we would have got around to reviewing it. Like, maybe, but it would probably be like years and years.
We never would have watched it.
Probably not.
No.
Because it's just not one that I would have thought of necessarily. But then like seeing it again, I'm just like, oh yeah, I forgot.
I had never seen it. But then seeing it, I was like, okay, I know why Louis sent it to me.
Yeah,
it's a great flick.
Well, plus it's Krussell, and you love
Krussell. Yeah, Krussell. Yeah, but just everything about it. Kurt Russell did a good job. There was a couple scenes where he's trying to be tough as fuck, and I'm not really buying it. All right? I'm like, fucking Krussell, put some bass in your voice, all right? Fucking... But that's just the way Krussell was sometimes. You know what I mean? He wasn't a big guy, and he wasn't on a bunch of tests. And he didn't really have that fucking deep voice. But that was just... It fit the movie. That's the way fucking Wyatt Earp probably was. Probably
I mean,
like
I did love that slow-mo. Yeah. No! I did love that. Yeah. Like, that made me laugh really hard. But yeah, it's a... It is kind of like that. And I have to say, like, Powers Booth is great in this, too. Like, he plays Curly Bill, and he also, like, chews the scenery, and it's amazing and awesome. He's just, like, he might as well be, like, twirling his mustache, man. Like, he's such, like, a bad guy, but it's so, so fun.
Now, a forgotten Western that I fucking liked that was just badass was Red Sun. Okay.
I remember really liking that movie.
Yeah, Red Sun was really good.
I think I might have seen that in the theater.
And it's forgotten.
Yeah.
70s. It had the guy who was the lead from Tora, 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 the Japanese actor. It's about Japanese samurais that fall in to a Wild West situation. And the fucking samurai is being beat up / led by an American outlaw. Played by what's the guy from fucking from shit? Yeah.
The guy from shit.
Now she's fucking me up. Oh man, now
Louis said Red Sun with Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, Charles Bronson.
Louis saved you.
Yeah, Louis here.
I didn't remember fucking, that Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
It's been a long time since
Charles Bronson and the fucking, what was the guy? Tore Misofumi or whatever. He's a famous Japanese actor who was in Tora, Tora, Tora. And that was a dark ass fucking movie. Okay. And it was kind of drawing parallels between Old West fighters. Both North American and South American, because the Mexicans were in it too. So were the Indians and the samurai. How they were all kind of very similar. Yeah, they have a great movie. But this is a good movie too. It's just that fucking Red Sun was from an earlier age. More simple. This movie was a high budget fucking all-star cast movie. And then when it came out, everybody was talking about it.
What, Tombstone?
Tombstone.
Yeah.
Tombstone, everybody's talking about.
Has anybody seen the Kevin Costner, Wyatt Earp movie that came out, like, after this one?
I never saw it, but I heard it was pretty good.
Because I feel like nobody really remembers this one, but, like, that one. But everybody remembers this one. Because this one did a lot better. Yeah. Like, this one, like, made a lot more money than Wyatt Earp did. And I don't know if that's just because it's like, hey, we already saw a Wyatt Earp movie this year, so what the fuck? Or... if that was, like, a testament to, like, maybe the Kevin Costner one wasn't that great. But, like, I don't even remember if I saw the Wyatt Earp one. But
yeah,
It's just funny that that's, but that happens a lot, I feel like, because it's like, see, you know, sometimes like ideas kind of get around and it's like everybody's working on their own shit and, you know.
Yeah, but Louie, you're right. It's a good flick. It's a good flick. We enjoyed it. What's the next one we got to watch?
Platoon.
Platoon.
He says Platoon. And so we'll talk about that on Tuesday.
And then we got to do fucking Godfather 2 and 3, too.
Yeah, we still got to do those.
Yeah, we're going to do Godfather 2.
I know, I feel really bad that we haven't got around to it. At least we did the first one.
We got them up on television.
We don't suck that much.
I remember liking Godfather 2 better than 1.
I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That's kind of one of those, you know how people are just like, oh, the very rare thing with like a sequel is better than the original? A lot of people bring up Godfather 2.
Yeah, I was like, Godfather 2, oh yeah, that shit was the shit. And I remember 3 being good, that they were all good. But I remember 2 being better than 1.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah. I don't remember anything about 3, though.
Right.
It's been like fucking
been a
at
long
least
time,
20
but
years
I remember
since
that
I've
one was
it.
Also satisfying. Yeah.
Kanavatsan is saying, I saw the Wyatt Earp movie. It's better.
Is it
in
better?
My opinion, Wyatt is a better movie.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know. It might be like, from what I understand, like I said, I haven't seen Wyatt Earp. From what I could gather from like reviews that I read was that some people thought Wyatt Earp was like maybe objectively technically like a better movie, but that this one was a more entertaining and memorable movie.
Say, Khan, check out fucking Red Sun. All right, Charles Bronson. You'll like it.
Fourth Row Down said, have you reviewed Bone Tomahawk? Yes, we have. That is an awesome movie. I love that movie. I love that movie. And that's almost like a Western, except at the end when it very much turns into a horror movie. With one of the grossest scenes that you're probably ever likely to see. Danny Rowling said, has anyone seen the 2015 werewolf movie called Howl, where a stop train gets attacked by werewolves? Yes. Honestly, we might have done a matinee on that because I remember watching it. It's British, right? I remember that being pretty good. Yeah, it's like a... Yeah, like werewolves come out and like attack people on a train. Yeah, it's good. I don't remember where we saw it, but I'm pretty sure that we did a matinee on it. All right, so tomorrow we're going to do, it's Monday, so we're going to do a haunting.
Yeah.
Now, does anybody have any suggestions for haunting episodes? I mean, we have a million of them, so it's like if nobody has any suggestions, we'll just come up with something. What?
1 second. Khan, no, it's not Sean Connery. All right. Red Sun has
Charles Bronson
and a famous Japanese actor,
Toshirô Mifune,
and it's a samurai cowboy movie having to do with Mexico. You'll like it. It's really good.
So I don't know, I'm gonna wait for a couple minutes and see if anybody has any haunting episode suggestions, because we always like to do ones that you know, that people like and that you want to be suggested, but you know what I mean, we have a million. Like, if you don't, Danny Rowling said the apartment episode with the white and Asian couple where they're haunted by a murder victim of a drug dealer episode.
Which one was that?
I think I kind of remember which one. Have we done that one? I feel like if we haven't done that one, we might have watched it recently, because that sounds really familiar.
I don't remember that.
I'll have to check, like, the Wikipedia.
You gotta give us the title.
See, because their titles are just
because the titles are all about the same, so we have to know exactly what title you're talking about. We get confused over which one is which.
Well, see, remember how that whole thing happened with, like, Echoes from the Grave and Echoes of the Grave and Echoes from the Past or something like that? I thought that was the same episode, but... they're not. It's in either season one through four or either season one or season four. Danny Rowling said, hold on, he'll find it. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah,
I kind of remember what one you're talking about. But.
Yeah, Khan, you'll like Red Sun. It's a samurai/cowboy movie, Western movie. And they're trying to get to Mexico. It's a good flick. Charles Bronson. Yeah, Charles Bronson. And it was a hit in the United States and in Japan in the 70s when it came out. It was real good.
Kanavatsan said, what series is that, a haunting? Yeah, it was on... It's not still on, is it now?
Mm.
It used to be
on... Well, it may
be on,
but it's going to be on...
It started out on Discovery, I feel like, way back in like the early 2000s, mid-2000s, something. Yeah. And then, like, it moved to Destination America. It went on for, like, 12 or 13 seasons, I think.
We did Haunting in Summerwind. That was one of the first ones.
We did. Yeah, because that's, like, Tom's favorite episode.
Yeah, it's my favorite episode, yeah.
So, yeah, we did. Actually, I think we've done a couple episodes, because didn't we do an episode where we had that guy that was on the Summerwind Restoration Project?
We did an episode of the guy who owns Summerwind, and he was on the show. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he owned it. He was just trying to,
He lived there, though, for a while, right?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he did. Okay.
No,
he was in
the
project?
Yeah, he was just like on the Summerwind Restoration Project.
Okay.
And they were trying to like get it like rebuilt.
Trying to get it rebuilt.
Or whatever. Because, yeah, like it's not there anymore. Right. Pretty much just the chimney left because it burned down.
We have two episodes on Summerwind.
Yeah, I think we did two of them. But yeah. I mean, the one that we did was like old. I don't even think we were doing video at that point. Yeah. I think it was just like audio. But, I mean, we could...
I thought he had lived on the premises
I don't think so. I don't think so. What's his name? His name is Joshua something. Yeah, that's right.
A long time ago.
Yeah, he's on my, not Instagram, but LinkedIn. He's on my LinkedIn. Louis says, Tom and Jenny, if you guys have Paramount Plus, I recommend The Offer, The Making of the Godfather. It's really good. Oh, okay, that does sound good. I like making of, like, documentaries. Kind of odd since that I remember, but I've never seen those episodes. I thought there were some Unsolved Mysteries episodes.
No,
The Apartment is the episode.
Yeah, they were just...
Okay, yeah.
They're just fucking paranormal. The first three or four seasons were really good. And then they started to go downhill. But each one of those episodes was better than a horror movie.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't better than all horror movies, but
they were better
than an average horror
movie. They were better than fucking...
Season 4, episode 4. Yeah. Says. Okay, that helps. Yeah. That was actually one of the ones we were thinking about doing. We might have watched it recently.
Look how cute Jenny's glasses are.
He bought these for me.
They're fucking cute. And I got her some other ones that were like costume, big round glasses.
Right. But these ones are reading glasses. Because like I said, I was like, I actually need these to see because otherwise everything on the screen is just a big blur.
Yeah. The first ones I bought were just big round ones. They're fucking huge, oversized fucking round ones.
He's having a 70s retro moment.
Yeah. And I was like, those are cute. Those would be cute for the little fucking... photos that you do for the show, the little icon type photos, and she's like, "Yeah, but I need them to read." So I got her those also.
Yeah, because I was like, "I'm not just wearing those like for a fashion statement, like for a picture. I'm wearing them because I can't see."
But I got her some for a fashion statement. She could wear those out to the club. Are those things?
They're right there.
They're right there.
I just thought that was really funny, like that he thought that I was just wearing those little glasses, like for fashion.
Put
I was
those
like,
on. Look was how like, cute these are.
I was like, no, because
look
I was
how
like,
cute
I,
these are.
Okay, but I'm not gonna be able to see anything.
I'm
like, now I'll
make her
blurry.
Wear that with her fucking blue wigs and shit when she goes out to the fucking club. Look how cute those are.
Well, everybody could be saying like how cute they are, but I don't know because it's blurry. Because these ones are just have glass in them.
I think they're very cute.
I can kind of see.
Those look so good. Look, they're fucking big. They're big. Look at them. That would look so cute.
Like I said, he's having a 70s retro moment with like the big
so cute with her fucking wigs on and her fucking her outfits with the big titties and shit. And it's like round. And it's just come on.
Tom's also having like a round
just round
moment.
Yeah.
Can I put the other ones on now?
Put them on now, baby.
I can see.
Put them on now.
I can't see what those are.
I think they're cute. I'm just saying that I think they're cute.
You're a hilarious person.
Well, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do it.
Adriana said Ravenous is another good Western too. Oh my God. I recommend Ravenous to everybody. Like if you like Westerns, it's not exactly a Western. It's a horror movie, but it's in like a Western setting and it's like a cannibalish Wendigo movie. And it's really, really good.
Khan says, Tom likes big things.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not surprised. Hell yeah.
Zach says, I think big 70s glasses look good on people. Mine basically look like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was skeptical, like, when I first saw them, because I was like, I never really liked the big 70s glasses, but I guess they look good on my face. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's a new style, man.
I know.
These new goth girls.
Everything's, like, retro.
They're all gothed out, and like, they're fucking wearing these big old fucking glasses. It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Yeah. I don't really like the return of mom jeans, though. Like,
no,
from the 90s.
Fuck mom jeans.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck mom jeans. Yeah. I like more 70s fucking hip hugger fucking bell bottom jeans. They look so much better.
Yeah, I do as well.
Hip hugger bell bottoms. Sexy.
Yeah, I'm not into
mom jeans were never sexy. Never.
Yeah, I'm not really into the high-waisted thing. No. Because honestly, like, high-waisted jeans look good on maybe 1 or 2% of the population.
Yeah, no.
Like, most people can't wear those because it just doesn't look right.
No, she would look awesome in fucking low hip huggers with fucking bell bottoms.
Well, I have pants. Like, platforms. Like that.
And those big old glasses.
I do have
with pants. Her fucking blue wigs and her boobs. They're fucking, you know.
Zach said, I also like the no makeup makeup look from the 70s, too. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I was thinking about that when I was watching the Ti West movie X.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, she kind of did that, like Mia Goth. She kind of had that no makeup makeup look. Although she did have the, like, frosty blue eyeshadow, which was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't love. I don't love the frosty blue eyeshadow, but it looked good on her, though. And, like, lip gloss. And she had, like, all the freckles. You know what I mean? So she looked very
girls
much.
That look like that, though, they first of all, they have to be young. They have to have really good
well,
bodies.
Well, yeah. She's, like,
really and then they have to have fucking pubic hair. There's just something about it.
Well, it's a whole thing. It's a whole aesthetic.
Yeah.
If you're going to go the whole hog, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people that tuned in, like, thinking we were going to be like, talking about Tombstone, why are you talking about 70s pubic hair?
Yeah.
That's how it happened. We don't know either. We don't know either. It just happens.
I grew up in California in the 70s. 70s and 80s. I remember it.
We can tie it back in with Tombstone without talking about everybody's mustaches.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Which is like facial pubic hair.
Yeah, right. She's fucking with me.
I'm just teasing you, Tom. Yeah. I love you, Tom. You know that.
Shit, man.
I tease because I love.
Past couple days, me and you, man, fucking been killing it. Been killing it. But I ain't gonna talk about that right now.
You just did.
I just did talk about it. Okay.
You are drunk as shit.
Yeah.
He came, the first thing he said when he got back from the bar, because like I said, he's been gone for 5 hours. I don't think I don't think you've been at the bar for 5 hours, have you? Because you were riding
almost.
Around.
Almost. Well, I rode for about an hour.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you were riding around your motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah. I rode for about an hour.
But the first thing he said when he came home.
All the way down, came back.
I could tell that he was like drunk when he came in.
Yeah.
Like, because he was
they were
like,
taking
kind
care
of banging
me.
Around. Yeah, and he said, and the first thing he said was like, oh, Amy took care of me. Like, only charged me like less. Only charged
me
$20. And I was like, well, wait, how much was the tab supposed to be?
About 40.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She was giving me doubles, but then after she's like, I'm going to charge you for singles. And I said, okay, I'll give you 10. So, you know, I worked.
That's what I mean, man. Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, okay.
She's giving me doubles, though.
I'm having a drink right now, and I had one drink last night.
Yeah. I posted that shit. Some of y'all
Friday,
were my friends
I mean,
of mine,
Friday night, though, we drank so much. Because, like, we drank on the show, and then we went to Mannequins afterward.
Yeah.
I didn't feel, like, all that drunk, though. I guess because he danced a lot. You know what I mean? So it's like, it wasn't like I was just, like, standing there drinking and blah, blah, blah. And plus, I, like, ate a sandwich and stuff when I got home, so I felt all right. I was kind of tired the next day, that's all. And another thing I wanted to say, too, is that I don't think DJ Maniac is here, but he's the one that sent me the book that I'm going to be reviewing, which is an anthology of quote-unquote found footage, like short stories. And normally, if you are on our Patreon page, I would have already posted the video because you'd get, like, early access, so I would usually have put it up, like, this morning. But I haven't finished the video yet. I did finish reading the book, which was awesome, by the way. If you're out there, DJ Maniac, it was, like, really, really good. Yeah. But I haven't, like, recorded the...
Yeah.
But it's still going to go up tomorrow, though. It might be later than usual. That's all. Because I got behind.
Con is still telling me he'll take care of me if I come to TJ. No, fuck it. I swear to God, Con. When I go on vacation, I'll come see you. All right, we'll come see you.
Yeah, he was talking about that the other day. I said, "Yeah, why don't you get like?" I was like, "But if you get like in trouble, don't call me. Don't be calling me." And it's like you got you're in jail somewhere, or
fucking around that damn brothels,
or you got some kind of like disease,
STD, but no,
or something. I was just like, "Don't call me."
No, I'm gonna come see you and your sons. I'm fucking proud of your sons. I'm your, you know. You tell your sons that I'm their uncle, and fucking we'll come down. I want to see your swimming pool. He's got a nice swimming pool in the back, and we'll drink. And Yeah, man. You show me around Tijuana. We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Go to a donkey show.
Yeah, donkey show. It's just fucking
Don't be calling me from a dog. I went to a donkey show.
I'm not going to be there long. I'm just going to go down there and see what fucking Khan's up to, and we'll get some food and get some Mexican food.
Khan Vato said, I promised only VIP brothels, Jenny. I mean, make sure that shit's clean. We want that locked down.
Oh, man.
We can't. I don't want you bringing, like, some weird diseases home.
Yeah, come back with all kinds of cooties.
That sounds like some shit you would do.
No, I'm gonna come see you, Con. I'm gonna come see you. Fucking, because that's my home anyway. So, you know, Southern California. Yeah, I was actually born in fucking Long Beach, even though I'm fucking a child of the South down in Mississippi and everything. But I growing up in Brazil. Nah, man, I need to go back to South America for a while. Get back to where I grew up from.
Go back to your roots.
Go back to my roots.
Your roots.
My roots, yeah.
Ian England said, we'll have fun, man. Ian England said, I used to go to a bar called The Glory Hole. Whoa.
What? That's a gay bar. That's a gay bar.
I mean, it might be. And the motherfucking bartender was a buddy of mine. I'd drink all day and tab out, and he'd say, you only had one beer, right? Yeah. I kind of feel like that's what you have at the Oasis.
That's back when you were hanging out down at the Manhole and the Ramrod.
I'm trying to remember. There was a gay bar in Daytona Beach where I grew up. What the fuck was the name of that thing? I always remember because the name made me laugh because, you know, I'm a child. But it's like, funnier than the name, which I can't actually remember right now, but funnier than the name was like the sign, which actually kind of looked like a rocket. Like it looked like a rocket, like with like, you know, shit coming out the back, like fire coming out the back. And that used to always make me laugh. I don't know why. I mean, it was like a really cheesy looking sign too, but it's like, I don't know. I thought it was funny. it's pretty easy to amuse me. I wish I could remember the name of that place. It wasn't that clever. Like, it wasn't quite as clever as, like, you know, the Manhole or something, but I don't know. It used to make me laugh. I don't remember what it is now, though. I don't remember what it is. All right. So are you done? Because you seem like you're pretty, like, fucked up.
I'm molesting.
I know. So we're going to do the apartment, right?
Yeah, we'll do the apartment.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, we'll be back tomorrow talking about knock it off.
No, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Knock it off.
I'm gonna do what I want to do.
God, you were so.
I'm gonna do what?
You're so drunk.
No. It's just reason.
It's really not. But okay.
It's reason.
It's okay.
No, it totally makes sense.
Louis said Tom's super faded. See,
I'm just trying to get.
He really is. Stop it.
Okay.
Tom, stop it.
Okay, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Don't be so weird.
See, that's how it is. I'm trying. She's making me leave it alone.
You're on a live stream, for Christ's sake. Right. Did you forget where you were?
I know where I am.
No, you don't. All right.
I'm just trying to get some of that pussy.
Don't be gross, Tom.
No, I'm not being in that.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You're gonna have to sleep it off. I'm gonna have to, like, watch a hot take by myself. You're gonna fall asleep.
It doesn't matter.
All right, so we'll be back tomorrow, talk about a haunting. Like I said, we're going to do the apartment, so thank you for the recommendation. Like I said, that was on my list anyway, so we would have got around to that eventually. Yeah. So you know what I mean. Zach says, I mean, we could always move the show to Chatterbait.
Yeah. That shit might happen.
Oh, Zach, my God. How did we even get, like Zach said, this started with Tombstone and ended being X-rated. I don't know how that happens. Well, I know how it happens because Tom's fucked up, that's why.
Zach, you would love it. I'm gonna get the camera angle and everything.
All right, whatever. Okay. Look, gross. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Same time, same bat channel. We'll be talking about haunting. So hopefully you guys can come and join us. So have a good rest of your weekend, you guys. Good night.